Our need for comfort can lull us into the false perception that what we're doing is good enough, when in reality, the world is demanding more of us. If someone asked you to quickly name the five biggest thieves of your happiness, what would you say? It would be tempting to list your nasty boss, the spreadsheets you have to do, the bills you have to pay, or the terrible weather where you live. According to John's wise formulation, the thieves are all within us. That means we cannot blame anyone or anything outside ourselves if we aren't happy. It also means we have the power to connect with our inner happiness, though it takes great discipline to do it. In my career and in my life, I place a high premium on happiness. I have been described in the press as a happiness professional, a moniker I wholeheartedly accept. But it isn't always easy to maintain. I need help to keep up the practice. I suggest to my coaching clients that they ask themselves questions that reflect their most important priorities in life. I do this too, because I'm not always good at remembering the ritual. I have an assistant call me to read the questions to me over the phone, wherever in the world I happen to be. She always asks whether I did my best to be happy. I typically give myself a 9.3 or 9.4 out of 10. How do I achieve that? Paradoxically, I don't. As John points out,